On the show today, we have Redstone Federal Credit Union's Harry Gonzalez and CU Engage's Jennifer Adabo talking about their payments transformation. We're talking about payments transformation, obviously, and CU Engage is all about that. And Redstone, Harry at Redstone, you guys have implemented it and you're using it. And you guys, Harry, are in the midst of a payments transformation, so to speak. I mean, what does this transformation entail?
Well, Mike, you know, about 2 years ago, we started to take a real hard look at payments and the whole ecosystem around them. And really, we kind of came down to three elements on payments transformation, right? Okay. One is it's all about checking accounts, okay. Right? Secondly, you know, as it relates to checking, obviously debit cards. And you know, with debit cards comes non-interest income and interchange, et cetera, et cetera. And quite frankly, you can't look at debit cards without looking at credit cards.
True.
And so we are rounding the corner, third base, if you will, on the credit card piece of this. So from the 2 years ago, what we've done is we've changed out all of our checking accounts. We have refreshed all of them. About 2 years ago, we launched a program called Raining Nickels, where we actually pay.
Oh, cool.
That's right. We pay our members to use their debit cards.
Wow.
So, yeah. And so 2 years ago, if you think about it, this was at the time where people, banks specifically, were talking about charging you for using your debit card.
Yeah.
We actually decided to pay you for using your debit card. And we have seen, you know, when you incent certain behaviors, you get more of that behavior.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we have seen our interchange go up, our transaction counts go up, our debit card usage go up. So we're very happy with that program. We've also launched 9 different select debit card designs. And we are next month launching EMV for debit cards.
Nice.
About 6 months ago, Mike, we put debit card control, which was an on-dot type product.
Mm-hmm.
We baked that into our mobile banking offering.
Oh, okay.
And so now every time you swipe your debit card, you actually get a text alert real time, and you can set real time settings where you can disable certain types of transactions, categories, country codes, dollar amounts, spend limits, etc. The idea there is, Mike, you give your kid who's going off to college access to your debit card, but you don't want them going to buy alcohol with it, you want them to go to the bookstore, you can actually block by category that spend. So that's
really
pretty cool. People love that. At the same time, we launched what we call an affinity debit card program, which was for a local high school here,
mm-hmm.
Privately held. And we have seen their trajectory go high and to the right on the graph charts. That school made $1,000 last month because we actually pay the school every time that debit card gets used. So not only does the member get a nickel, the school gets a dime.
Oh my gosh. You guys are all about giving back.
We're giving it all away. Come on down. It's Sunday.
Exactly. One time only.
We're giving away all of our money.
Nice.
And so, you know, we round the corner with credit cards, and we're actually with the help of the CU Engage folks, we've renegotiated all of our brand contracts. We're enhancing all of our credit card offerings. We've changed processors, and we're going to finish up our conversion in April. And we're very excited about the future for credit cards, and we expect to see lots of growth there.
Wow. I mean, you guys are running the gamut here with all this stuff. And that nickel program that you guys are, I'm joining your credit union. Come on.
You should. And we can help you find a way to join us.
All righty. Now, Jen, what is CU Engage's, what is your part in all of this, this massive transformation that Redstone is going through? What's your part in this whole thing?
So we're along for the ride, I'd say, Mike.
Sounds like it.
They are a great group of people at Redstone. They have taken a really unique view of payments, and they're looking at it from the lens of the member.
Mm-hmm.
So we came in at the onset of their strategic review of the payments transformation, specifically to their relationships with their credit card mm-hmm. processor, mm-hmm. debit card processor, and brand, Visa, MasterCard. So we helped kind of look at that holistically from the member's perspective, making sure that they were considering all of their options when they were looking at those contracts coming up. And I think what Redstone has done a great job at is just leverage the technology that's available and embed that, as Harry mentioned, into their mobile devices, into solutions like OnDot
mm-hmm.
to really delight the member and focus on the member experience.
Mm-hmm.
They have significant market share in Alabama. They are a fantastic credit union who clearly looks out for the member. And they're really leveraging the technology capabilities that they have within the credit union, the resources that they have, mm-hmm. and partnering with the right vendors that are going to take them to the next level so that they remain relevant. I think they're doing a great job of that.
Yeah, it sounds like, I mean, Harry, I mean, obviously you guys are making a terrific impact in the community in a very, very good way. Was this kind of like your goal all along? I mean, why did you embark on such an undertaking? I mean, I guess I'm assuming to grow card adoption? Is that the whole thing? And to give back to the community?
Yeah, so Mike, we have these what we call aspirational goals here, which are 3 to 5 year goals. And literally one of those aspirational goals is to create positive change in our community.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we've really kind of centered around schools and churches. You know, it's the South, and so churches are a pretty big deal here.
Yeah.
And so we are trying to create products and services that really speak to not only the community as a large, but those subsets where schools and churches can benefit from being involved in the cooperative.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good thing all the way around. I mean, how has your significant market share going to help this goal? I mean, do you feel like you guys have a head start in this area?
Well, sure. There's a couple of things, right? Sure. It's certainly a double-edged sword. You know, in Alabama and in the communities, the MSA that we serve, we have 90% market penetration, mm-hmm. Which is huge, right? So, you know, where we do something good, word-of-mouth marketing takes over pretty rapidly. So as an example, when we put in the debit card control into our mobile banking app,
yep.
we had 30,000 people sign up for that piece before we ever did a marketing program at all.
Good.
Because you know, the old Beat Al Sassoon commercial, right? They tell two people and so on.
Right.
So the good news there is, you know, word of mouth marketing is really pretty popular here. You know, 9 out of 10 people that pull a card out of their wallet, it's a Redstone card. The bad news is you got to get it right because, you know, the local TV stations all bank here. And so for sure, if we mess this up, they're going to be standing in our lobby with their video cameras wanting to have a story.
Yeah, that's a double-edged sword right there.
Yeah, yeah. So it's... But, you know, we take our community responsibility very seriously. We're very proud of the role that we play here. And, you know, at Redstone, if we make a mistake, we're going to make it right.
And Jen, anything to add to that?
You know, I think it's been evident that the Redstone team is clearly dedicated to the community. They're dedicated to the membership. One thing that I found really impressive through our interaction with them and working on the project is they take into account a lot of the team members within Redstone. So, for example, the evaluation team that helped with the credit, debit card, and brand projects, there were about 25 people that represented the entire credit union operationally, member-facing team, fraud, mm-hmm. finance. So it was a team effort. And when you get that buy-in from the team as far as making a vendor decision and being along for that entire process,
yeah.
get a lot of buy-in operationally so that when you deploy something that may be a change for the membership and they may ask questions about it, that the staff at Redstone is armed with the answers that they need and they're excited about the transformation instead of fearing, you know, the video cameras in the front lobby, as Harry mentioned. So that was a big part of, I think, the success throughout this project with them. It was something that it was a pleasant surprise for us.
Yeah, and I think the members would be totally motivated, well, because they're getting some money back and the schools are getting money back. So, I mean, it's just such a good vibe all the way around. And my next question is actually to both of you. I mean, why is this area so vital to you and most likely many other credit unions right now? Harry, you want to go first?
Sure. I think, let's be honest. The industry is under tremendous pressure, both from a regulation perspective as well as my favorite line, right? We're being disintermediated at an alarming rate by non-traditional players.
Yep.
You know, this idea that you can go to Costco and get business services and you can go to Walmart and get a checking account.
Mm-hmm.
How are we going to maintain relevancy within our membership? And I think the way that you do that is you offer real value, right? Intrinsic value that is both monetary
yeah.
and as well as speaks to the social interactions, right, that we have. People want to know that they're part of something bigger than themselves. And really, that's what Redstone's trying to do, right?
Yeah.
We're trying to deepen our relationship. What we like to say is it's about the interaction, not the transaction.
Oh.
Anybody can process a transaction. Even Walmart can get it right sometimes. But you know, for us, it's about, look, let's understand who you are, what life events you're having, and let's figure out what solutions and choices and opportunities we can provide to you to make your life better and, quite frankly, maybe benefit the community in some small way as well.
No doubt.
So I think, you know, non-interest income, you know, gosh, 60% of our net income comes from non-interest income. Mm-hmm. So we've got to be careful with this. We've got to take special pride in it. We've got to pay attention to it. And we've got to make it work so that we can create a win-win-win. And so the example here is, yes, Redstone wins. Yes, the member wins. But, hey, where you can create an opportunity for a school to win as well,
yeah,
it just kind of speaks on its own accord, I think. So it stands up.
Yeah, and doesn't that just kind of go along with the whole credit union mission?
That's
just people so in sync
people.
With it.
It's absolutely that.
Yeah, exactly. Jen, anything to add there? Why is this area so vital right now?
Well, I think a lot of credit unions are taking notice where they need to. So we work with a lot of credit unions who have said that their programs are on autopilot. And I think as they see success from their peers, they're taking an opportunity to look internally to say, is there an area that we can focus on to make our programs better for our membership mm-hmm. and ultimately for the credit union? I mean, I think as the credit union gets better, as they provide better solutions, both operationally and member-facing products, mm-hmm. ultimately, the member wins. So I'm in complete agreement with Harry that it has to be a win all the way around for these products to work. And credit unions are taking notice and members are ready for it. So as long as the technology is there to support what the consumer needs, as far as the mobile access and self-service channels, then credit unions have a huge opportunity to capture the market share that's out there ready to take hold.
Indeed, indeed. All right. Wrap up question for you guys. What advice do you have for other credit unions looking to embark on a similar venture here and to experience the success that you guys have, Harry?
So, you know, what I would say is really it's kind of three things, right? One, start with a bigger strategy. If you try to piecemeal this thing, you know, EMV is not the end of the game, right? It's simply a piece of the puzzle.
Right.
You've got to have that puzzle box. You got to know where you're going
right.
so that you can, you can measure if you've gotten there or not. So the first thing is, you know, have a strategy around payments. I think that's really important. And know who you are mm-hmm. and where you want to be when you're done. The second thing I would tell you is, you know your data. Lots of people take on conversions, and conversions are a bad word in the industry. And I think primarily it's because people are afraid of their data. And quite frankly, they ought to be, right? Because what happens is these systems are fairly old. And as you have turnover in your ranks, you've got those people that leave the organization that knew where all the skeletons were. And there's a huge opportunity in going through a conversion where you can actually clean your data, maybe for the first time in years, right?
Yeah.
So I think there's real value in going through this process, but you got to know your data. Because if you don't, it's going to bite you and you'll have an ugly conversion.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the second thing. And the third thing I would tell you is it's really about the economics of it, right? So Jen can speak more to the brand negotiations and the money that's there. But suffice to say, if you have not looked at your Visa contracts or your processor contracts in some time, there's a fair amount of money left on the table, and it's worthwhile to take a look at that. Yeah. I think I was certainly surprised personally by how much money we were looking at and talking about. And I think it's a worthwhile journey to go on for sure.
Excellent. Excellent. Jen, any closing comments?
I would just say start early, start your review now. Often credit unions wait until a year before contracts might end. And that is just not enough time to go through an evaluation and potentially go through a conversion, as Harry mentioned, especially when you talk about the technology and the integration aspects mm-hmm. of the conversion, you need to give yourself as much time as possible. So I'd say, you know, a word of caution is to give yourself probably 18 to 24 months ahead of a contract term to look at your options. Doesn't mean you have to do anything, but certainly, you know, work with somebody who can help you look through those options.
Excellent. Great message to end on, guys. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to talk about payments transformation. It's always changing. It'll probably change in the next 10 minutes. So be on your toes. But again, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Harry Gonzalez from Redstone Federal Credit Union and Jen Adabo from CU Engage. Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate the time.
Thank you.